Blog Talk Radio.
He heard my
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. While we give the other callers a little bit more time to call in, I will try to fix this technical difficulty problem that I'm having. Give me about 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, and we will get started. Let's pray and get started for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to spread your word, Lord God, and give your people what thus says the Lord. God, I pray that somebody, whoever finds themselves in this situation on tonight, will seek help, Lord God, that they will know that they are not alone, that you are the one that put this word in my spirit, and you put it in my spirit for them. Lord God, you got them, and you're going to protect them. And you're going to help them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. I pray that you all will be blessed by this word on tonight. The devil's trying to fight is coming forth, but the devil is a liar as always. It's going to go forth tonight. Tonight's message is entitled, Where is the Love? A Biblical Look at Love and the Dysfunction of Domestic Violence. The foundational text comes from Song of Solomon, or in some of you all's Bibles, it may say Song of Songs. It's the same chapter, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4 from the Amplified Bible. And it reads, Brought me to the banqueting house, and in his banner over me was love. For love waved as a protecting and comforting banner over my head when I was near him. Love, from a biblical standpoint, was meant to be a banner, shelter over your head, protecting and comforting you. Love, from a biblical standpoint, according to the scripture that I just read, was meant to be a banner, shelter over your head, protecting and comforting you. You should feel your safest when you are near him, when you are near your mate. Love does not produce fear. Hold on just a second. Trying to get back into the studio so I can see who I have joining me tonight. You should feel your safest when you are near him, when you are near your mate. Love does not produce fear. Fear is not of God. A real man made in God's image that man, the one that you were really made for, to be a helpmate to, does not create fear in you. Fear is not of God. And a real man made in God's image, that man you were really made to be a helpmate to, does not create fear in you. Father God, I thank you for letting me get back in my studio, and the technical difficulties are taken care of. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 4:18, NIV. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Fear has to do with punishment. The Message Bible says fear is crippling. God does not want you to live a crippled life, to live in fear, or to be fearful. God does not want you to live a crippled life, to live in fear, or to be fearful. You were not made to be demolished, destroyed, or tortured into submission. Romans 8:1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Your spirit should not feel condemned or abandoned. Your spirit should not feel condemned or abandoned. Your spirit should not feel wrecked. There's a word for somebody. Your spirit should not feel wrecked. I feel in my spirit tonight, somebody's being tortured into submission. You are being beaten to obey. That person you are with is totally misusing his authority, using scriptures to fit his demonic agenda, using scriptures to fit his demonic agenda. The truth of God's word says the following, Ephesians 5:21, NIV. Submit one to another out of the reverence for Christ, God's word translation says. Place yourself under each other's authority. Place yourself under each other's authority out of respect for Christ. Ephesians 5:22, King James Version. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as unto the Lord. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. But if he is not in the Lord, that means he is not of the Lord. If he is not in the Lord, that means he is not of the Lord. And you don't have to submit. Adapt your lifestyle to accommodate him. Remember, the Bible also says submit one to another. He should be adapting his lifestyle to accommodate you as well. It's a joint effort. Remember that. It's a joint effort. He should be adapting his lifestyle to accommodate you as well. Ephesians 5:25 from the Amplified Bible. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Loving you should be a sacrifice for him. Loving you should be a sacrifice for him. And he should be willing to dismiss himself and his wants, not be selfish, and love you unconditionally. That's how Christ loved the church. I feel like somebody needs that, so I'm going to say it again. Loving you should be a sacrifice for him. He should be willing to dismiss himself and his wants, not be selfish, and love you unconditionally. That's how Christ loved the church. If your husband would only listen to God, he would be so much farther, because the word that he needs is in the Bible. It really is. Everything that we need as human beings is in the Bible. Ephesians 5:28, Amplified Bible. Even so, husbands should love their wives as being, in a sense, their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. He who loves his own wife loves himself. He should treat you with the same love and care that he gives to himself. He dares not abuse himself. He dares not abuse himself. So So whoever heard of someone slapping themselves around? Whoever heard of someone punching themselves? What then makes it okay for him to slap and punch you? There is no justifiable excuse for abuse. There is no justifiable excuse for abuse. Somebody needs to know that on tonight. There's no justifiable excuse for what you're going through. Your behavior didn't drive him to abuse you. Your behavior didn't drive him to abuse you. You cannot anger one who is already angry. Proverbs 25:28 NIV. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. Colossians 3:19 from the Amplified Bible. Husbands, love your wives, be affectionate and sympathetic with them, and do not be harsh or bitter or resentful towards them. His hands should be hands of affection, love. His demeanor, one of understanding. His attitude, the tone of his voice, should display love, patience, and self-control. Notice the Bible never honors in Scripture boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, living together, unwed relationships, same-gender relationships. The Bible does not honor those type of relationships. That's because the blessing, God's covenant, was founded on marriage. Adam and Eve being the first couple joined together. Eve was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, according to Genesis 2:23, NIV. Whether you are his wife or not, nothing gives him the right to put his hands on you. Whether you are his wife or not, nothing gives him the right to put his hands on you. Fear is always an outside force. Fear is drafted into the world by someone. Fear is drafted into the world, into your world, by someone. Usually someone you trust and believe you love. Usually fear is drafted into your world by someone you trust, someone you believe you love, or by something. But it always comes from the outside of you. Fear always comes from the outside of you. The reason being, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. He is taking advantage of you just because he knows you believe you are in love. Don't be so desperate to be in love or to be loved that you sacrifice your peace. Hear me tonight. Don't be so desperate to be in love or to be loved that you sacrifice your peace, your happiness. Stop believing he will change. He will not. Stop believing he will change. He will not. It's time you change the situation for yourself. It's time you change the situation for yourself. You do have power. Things that have been done can be undone. A word for somebody on tonight. You can get out. You can get out. Now let's go to Numbers 22. I'm going to read verses 21-28 from the New Century Version. In this particular portion of Scripture, God uses a donkey to speak on the subject of abuse. I told you everything you need is in the Word of God already. God uses a donkey to speak on the subject of abuse. Numbers 22, beginning with verse 21. Balaam the next morning and put a saddle on his donkey. Then he went with the Moabite leaders. But God became angry because Balaam went. So the angel of the Lord stood in the road to stop Balaam. See, earlier in the text, God had told Balaam not to go with them, but he disobeyed and went anyway. So God became angry because he went. So the angel of the Lord stood in the road to stop Balaam. Balaam was riding his donkey, and he had two servants with him. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a sword in his hand, the donkey left the road and went into the field. Balaam hit the donkey to force her back on the road. Later, the angel of the Lord stood on a narrow path between two vineyards with walls on both sides. Again, the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, and she walked close to the wall, crushing Balaam's foot against it. So he hit her again. Then the angel of the Lord went ahead again and stood at a narrow place, too narrow to turn left or right. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down under Balaam. This made him so angry that he hit her with his stick. Then the Lord made the donkey talk, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to make you hit me three times? What have I done to make you hit me three times?" And I would like to put this in your hearing to make you think. If the Lord would permit a donkey to question the abuse it received, don't you think you should speak out against what's happening to you? Abuse is wrong. If the Lord will permit a donkey to question the abuse it received, don't you think you should speak out against what's happening to you? Abuse is wrong. Now let me read you some statistics, and I'm going to post all of this on Twitter and Facebook because sometimes people need to see the reality of what they're going through before they can have their personal breakthrough. And I pray that each of you that may be going through a situation like this, you get a personal breakthrough on tonight. Domestic violence statistics. Domestic violence statistics. 85% to 95% of all domestic violence victims are female. Over 500,000 women. Over 5,000 women are stalked by an intimate partner each year. 5.3 billion women are abused each year. As many as 324,000 women each year experience domestic violence during their pregnancy. 1,232 women each year are killed by an intimate partner. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women. Women are more likely to be attacked by someone they know rather than by a stranger. An estimated 5.3 billion cases of domestic violence occur among U.S. women 18 and older each year, resulting in nearly 2 billion injuries. On average, more than 3 women are murdered by their husbands or boyfriends in the U.S. every day. Every day, that's startling. In a survey by the U.S. Conference of Mayors, 56% of cities surveyed cited domestic violence as a primary cause for homelessness. 50% to 70% of men who abuse women also abuse children. 50% to 70% of men who abuse women also abuse children. Homicide is the leading cause of death for women in the workplace. Homicide is the leading cause of death for women in the workplace. Of the approximately 1.7 billion incidents of workplace violence that occur in the U.S. every year, 18,700 are committed by an intimate partner, a current or former spouse, lover, partner, or boyfriend, girlfriend. Things you can't do to stop domestic violence. You can't change your partner's behavior. You can't change your partner's behavior. I know you think you can. Some of you think you can. If I just stay with him a little longer, have more patience, not do this or do that or say this or look like that or dress like this, you can change his behavior. But that's not true. You cannot change your partner's behavior. You cannot stop your partner's violence towards you. Your partner is in control of his or her own actions, just as you are in control of yours. You can't stay in an abusive relationship and be safe. You can't stay in an abusive relationship and be safe. Without intervention, family violence becomes more frequent and severe. Without intervention, that situation you're in will only become more violent, frequent, and severe. You can't do the right thing to please your abuser. As hard as you try, you would not be able to please them or satisfy them. It's like trying to calm a storm. You would not be able to do it. You can't do the right thing to please your abuser. The FBI reports 4 women a day are beaten to death by their partners. I pray that they'll wake somebody up on tonight. The FBI reports 4 women a day, not a week, not a year, a day. 4 a day. If it's 4 a day, that means it'd be 28 women a week. 4 a day are beaten by their partners. According to the March of Dimes, domestic violence is the number one cause of birth defects, more than all other medical issues combined. An estimated 3 to 5 billion American women are battered each year by their partners. Domestic violence occurs among all races and socioeconomic groups. Domestic violence occurs among all races, meaning it does not have a face. It can be black, it can be white, it can be Mexican, it can be Puerto Rican, it can be Asian, it can be whatever. Domestic violence occurs among all races and social ethnic groups. Four to 5% of women are slapped, kicked, beaten. 75% battered women try to commit suicide. 77% of men felt their masculinity was threatened. Does your partner prevent you from seeing family and or friends? Does your partner prevent you from seeing family and or friends? Does your partner intimidate or threaten you? Has your partner ever prevented you from leaving the house, getting a job, or continuing your education? Consider these questions. Has your partner ever prevented you from leaving the house, getting a job, continuing your education? Have your partner destroyed things that you care about? Does your partner constantly criticize you and your abilities? Has your partner forced you to have sex or engage in sex that makes you feel uncomfortable? Has your partner forced you to have sex, which is rape, or engage in sex that makes you feel uncomfortable? If there is a weapon in your house, has your partner ever threatened to use it against you when he is angry? If there is a weapon in your house, has your partner ever threatened to use it against you when he's angry? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should seek help. You may be in an abusive relationship. It's not going to go away by itself. It's only going to grow worse and more frequent. A Better Way, Domestic Violence, Shelter, and Outreach. That's the name of a good program that you need to get in contact with if this message is touching you. If it's not for you, if it's for somebody else that you know, I want you to pass this information to them. The name of the organization is A Better Way, Domestic Violence, Shelter, and Outreach. Hotline number is 760-955-8723. That's 760-955-8723. 8723. The outreach office is 760-955-8010. 760-955-8010. The website, abetterwaydomesticviolence.com. abetterwaydomesticviolence.com. Or seek assistance locally right where you are. Let's continue with the message. When a man really loves you, he respects you. He respects your body. He respects your mind, your thoughts, your opinions. When a man really loves you, he respects you. He respects your body. He respects your mind, your thoughts, your opinions. In the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, NIV, Boaz had just met Ruth, his future wife. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the other women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you." What did Boaz tell the men about Ruth? He gave them clear instructions. "I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you." Can't you see, beloved, a real man uses his influence to protect you, not harm you. Boaz told the men that worked for him that in order to protect Ruth, don't you lay a hand on her. Again, we see the same thing in Scripture in the book of Esther, chapter 7, verse 3 through 8, NIV. The king protects his queen, as all men should do, all good men should do. The king should protect his queen. First of all, he should make you feel like a queen. The king protects his queen. Esther chapter 7, beginning with verse 3. Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor with you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, grant me my life. This is my petition. And spare my people. This is my request. For the land my people have been sold." This is my request. "For I and my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed, and annihilated. If we were merely being sold as male and female slaves, I would have kept quiet, because no such disgrace would justify disturbing the king." The king asked Queen Esther, "Who is he? Who is he, the man who dare do such a thing?" Esther said, "An adversary, an enemy, this foul Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king got up in a rage, left his wine, and went into the palace garden. But Haman, realizing the king had already decided his fate, stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. But as the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Queen Esther was reclining. The king exclaimed, Will he even molest the queen while she is in my house? Will he even molest the queen while she is in my house?" As soon as the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And if you're not familiar with the story, it goes on to let you know that they hung Haman. A real man uses his influence to protect you, not harm you. Boaz protected Ruth, and in this particular portion of Scripture, the king protected his queen. He protected Queen Esther. And the person that you are involved with should be protecting you. If not, get out. Seek help. Psalms 9 and 9 from the Message Bible says, "God's a safe house for the battered. Abuse is not the will of God for your life. It is not his will. And I have proof of that according to Psalms 9 and 9 from the Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered. But love, you've been through enough, too much. Take no more. Seek help. Seek assistance. Don't be ashamed. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Again, the info is A Better Way, Domestic Violence, Shelter, and Outreach. The hotline number is 760-955-8723. 760-955-8723. The outreach office is 760-955-8010. That's 760-955-8010. The website, abetterwaydomesticviolence.com. Abetterwaydomesticviolence.org. Abetterwaydomesticviolence.org. If there's anyone on the phone in need of prayer at this time, you can press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you everybody for joining me on the phone, joining me online, and listening in. I pray that you are blessed, will be set free and delivered on tonight. If you need help, I pray that you will reach out and get the help that you need. Because I know that this message did not come forth in vain. Somebody needed this on tonight. The songs I played in the beginning, I played I Love the Lord by Whitney Houston. And right now I'm going to play How Great Thou Art by Carrie Underwood, because God is a great God and he's more powerful than anything that you're going through. Turn to him and seek physical help, because I do believe that the spiritual and the natural work well together. So turn to him, pray, and seek physical help. You can't get out of the situation that you are in. How Great Thou Art, Carrie Underwood.
Consider all the world's thy hand. Thank you so much.
Father God, tonight we come against the mind that has been said to believe it's my fault. Abuse is never the fault of the one being abused. Abuse is never the fault of the one being abused. Therefore, we break the spirit of fear, manipulation, and control. Therefore, we break the spirit of fear, manipulation, and control. We break the power of the abuser's hand. We break the power of the abuser's hand. Open the eyes. Renew the mind of that mother, that teenage girl. Help them realize they are not in love, nor are they being loved properly. Help them to cry and release. Seek refuge and assistance. Help them to not be ashamed to get others involved. Help them to not be ashamed to get others involved. Help them to make that call. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. Let the angels of protection encamp around them. Let the angels of protection encamp around them. From this night forward, let not one weapon coming against them prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. The scriptures I used for prayer on tonight was Exodus 12 and 13, Revelations 1 and 5, Psalms 34 and 7, and finally, Isaiah 54 and 17. If this message was for you or someone you know and you feel the need to contact me, you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. Visit the website. It's there for you. Visit the website, prolificfire.com. prolificfire.com. Follow me on Twitter at prolificfire. Also, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Join me next Monday night, same time, same place, December 22nd, when the message will be Word Deposit. Depositing the Word of God into your spiritual bank. I will be sharing scriptures on finances, favor, healing, pain, grief, strength, marriage, relationships, pride, anger, and so many more. So be sure to tune in for that. God bless you all. I love you. Good night.